Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Today marks day six of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, and the U.S. is involved in talks aimed at extending the truce beyond today's scheduled expiration.
CIA Director Bill Burns is in the region where he is carrying out, like we've seen over the last several weeks, highly sensitive negotiations. He sort of served as a pivotal back channel with the Israelis, with some other regional partners. And he's trying to find ways of extending the temporary truce.
Correspondent Zeke Miller says a dozen more hostages were released by Hamas overnight, while Israel freed 30 Palestinian prisoners, another 10 hostages expected to be released today. There were six people on board the U.S. military Osprey tilt-rotor aircraft that crashed in the ocean off southern Japan. The body of one crew member and some debris has been recovered, according to the Japanese Coast Guard, which says a search and rescue operation is ongoing. The six-week autoworker strike cost General Motors a bundle, GM's pre-tax earnings taking a $1.1 billion hit this year.
Despite the financial setback, the company expects to absorb the cost of a new contract and is even raising its dividend. The Detroit automaker has reinstated its full-year earnings forecast that was withdrawn during the United Auto Workers strike that ended at GM on October 30th. The company now predicts full-year net income of $9.1 to $9.7 billion, down from its pre-strike outlook.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Robust consumer spending fueled U.S. economic growth in the third quarter. The economy expanded at a brisk 5.2% annual rate July through September, according to the government. Watching Wall Street, the Dow's 62 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 61 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert, and I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
Stop overpaying for wireless. There is a better way. PureTalk saves the average family about $1,000 a year on the most dependable 5G network in the U.S. You can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of high-speed data for just $30 a month. If you're ready to cut your wireless bill in half, dial pound 250 and say keyword spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial pound 250 and say spend less, and make the switch to Pure Talk today.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Dr. Miriam Adelson, the controlling shareholder of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, she's selling off stock in the company to buy a majority ownership interest in the NBA's Dallas Mavericks franchise, which is currently owned by billionaire Mark Cuban. Now, Adelson has notified the Securities and Exchange Commission that she plans to sell $2 billion worth of company stock in order to buy into the sports franchise. Even after that stock sale, though, Adelson's family still retains a majority ownership stake in Las Vegas Sands. Cuban has a long-time relationship with the Adelsons. Back in 2017, they honored Cuban with their Pursuit of Excellence Award at a scholarship fundraising gala at the Venetian. A leading Las Vegas real estate brokerage firm says a recent cyber attack on Fidelity National Financial is impacting some of its deals. Officials with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services say a small number of deals at offices in Arizona, California, and Nevada have been impacted by the Fidelity ransomware attack. Local officials say right now there aren't any short-term solutions to that cyber attack. Florida-based Fidelity provides title insurance for the real estate and mortgage industry. The company was founded by Bill Foley, the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights. He is in fact the company chairman. And that bulbous wonder known as the Sphere is featuring the iconic Radio City Rockettes on its external exosphere during the holiday season. The Rockettes Christmas Spectacular, currently running at Radio City Music Hall in New York City, will be featured on the Sphere now through January 1st. The first-of-its-kind production features real-life footage of the popular dance troupe. This year marks the 90th anniversary of that holiday extravaganza. Happy holidays. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com. That is 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Still working out a couple of issues on 95 this hour. In the Northwest Valley, an accident on U.S. 95 southbound after Cheyenne. Also in Henderson, that's where the big delays are on the east side. 95 northbound approaching Tropicana, apparently, and that's taking up the left side of the freeway there. So plan on merging to the right there, 95 northbound, before you get to Tropicana. And a new accident at the south end of town as you enter the resort corridor. That's on 15 northbound before Russell Road. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day with light winds and highs only around 60 degrees by afternoon. It's 48 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him foot.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local, everything you need to know to start your day. And for those of you that have health insurance and you've had health insurance for years, but you've never had it reviewed, this is your opportunity to maybe learn something. Because joining us now, Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, he joins us. Pat, how you been, my friend?
I'm here.
You're there?
There we go. Are you there?
Can you hear me?
I don't understand what happened. Nothing like good, great connections.
I love
cell service. Don't you love cellular phones?
It's the worst thing that ever happened to talk radio. Trust me on that.
I agree.
You are the busiest guy I know of. You're active in politics, but you also own the MultiCare Group, and you provide a wonderful service to people all across the Las Vegas Valley. This is a busy time for you. Explain why.
Well, with open enrollment, a lot of individuals are seeking to find, they have to re-enroll. A lot of people, a lot of new clients are calling. A lot of old people, older clients are looking to see, hey, you know, what's going on? Are there better options? You know, they've got the renewal, and they're like, wait a minute. This insurance is failing, and we can't afford the premiums. And the funniest thing about it recently, I don't know if you saw, but Pocahontas came out and said, you know what, we really made a big mistake with Obamacare because right now it's getting too expensive to buy health insurance.
Elizabeth Warren, really?
Yes.
Wow.
The other day. Kevin, health insurance for a family of four is not supposed to be a second mortgage.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
And that's what's becoming.
Well, explain to me, give me the big picture view here, the 30,000-foot view here in southern Nevada. Are rates going up? Are deductibles going up?
Right now, everything has gone up. I got to tell you the truth. The best plan you can buy right now, in my opinion, is Select Health's plan. They got a zero-deductible silver plan. You know, it's not cheap, but at least you have no deductible and you have all copays. To me, That makes the most sense. The biggest problem is how does that network compare to the other networks? And their network is not as sophisticated as Sierra. But when you look at the benefits plan for plan, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, I analyze all the different carriers. Blue Cross and Blue Shield this year is definitely a competitor. They're definitely in the market, which is something they haven't really been in the individual market off exchange for years. They're very competitive. But when I say competitive, when you look at the cost of insurance, Kevin, it's ridiculous. I mean, let me say this. A $500 bill for a single person is about average for health insurance.
$500 a month?
You're getting tax credits.
Yeah, $500 a month?
Unless you're getting tax credits.
Wow.
I mean, and if you're our age, I don't want to tell you what it costs.
Yeah.
It's absurd. I mean, and you know, I'm always looking at trying to keep the cost down for the clients, but it's getting to the point where, oh, my goodness. Now, I will tell you that if you look at the bronze plan that Select Health would offer compared to these other companies, it has copays, and their plan is very competitive. Again, still, it's not nothing. I can't use the word cheap unless you're talking about getting tax credits. And then if you're getting tax credits, the premiums could be really low, and your benefits could get enhanced because you can qualify for a dual tax credit. You have your advanced premium tax credit, which lowers your premium. And then there's a thing called the CSR, the cost sharing reduction, which is really impressive because it could take a basic silver plan and turn it to a platinum plan. And you and I couldn't get a platinum plan. We couldn't afford it. But those people with a lower income can actually turn around and get a much richer plan.
Tell me where it is, where you get the tax credit. What kind of money can you make getting something like that?
Oh, that's where the rubber meets the road. If your salary is less than $36,000 a year, you're going to get some nice lucrative tax credits. If you're making north of $60,000 a year, you're going to see very little tax credit. And so then all of a sudden the premiums become very ugly.
Again.
I mean, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. I did want to find out from you, why is it important for folks to get a review? They may have had the same health insurance over the course of the last 3, 4, 5 years, but why is it important to do a check, to do a review?
Well, because the cost of insurance is starting to rise like inflation. And so if you look, you want to find out and make sure your costs are there. If you're buying a very basic plan and you're making a mistake and you don't know what you're doing, like sometimes you could get a plan for free. The problem is you may be paying $9,000 deductible. You may qualify for that CSR that takes the $9,000 to a silver plan. It's the only place you can get a cost sharing reductions with a silver plan. All right, you may pay a little bit more, but you go from having a $9,000 deductible to maybe down to $900. Big difference. Out of pocket becomes like $2,500. So we have to really analyze each and everybody's financial situation. You might have had a lower income. Your projected income next year may be a little bit lower than it's been. Well, that means you can get a greater tax credit. So that's one of the reasons why it's important, imperative that you talk to your agent and reevaluate every year where you're at.
I want to ask you, because one of the issues down through the years, and you and I have been talking about this thing for years, this whole thing of carriers coming into the market, dropping out of the market. Do we have any newcomers to the market this coming year, beginning January 1?
The answer is yes, and I'm going to tell you, as a broker of 33-plus years, going to a new carrier, unless the rate is really overwhelming, is a mistake. We've had carriers coming into the market over the last decade that end up flopping out of the market, and people end up running around in a scurry. Oh, my God, I got no insurance. Friday Health Plans being that last plan last year, they were in the market and they're gone. So, and their rates were reasonable. The new company, the new carrier like Molina's in the game. Molina's really not competitive. The top carriers right now, in my honest opinion, the only carriers I would consider in this order would probably be Sierra, Health Plan of Nevada, and they're tied. Like Health Plan of Nevada, Select, Anthem, Ambetter are the top four. And then there's Aetna. Aetna's really not overly competitive. And then you have the new, you have a Molina. Molina is really a Medicare, Medicaid company. So, you know, I would have probably avoided them this year unless they sharpen their pencils next year. But when you're looking at the various carriers, you want to go with the carriers that had a good track record, that have been around for at least 3 years, you know, are stable. And everyone I just named to you are stable. Ambetter is around the country. Select is here. They're in Utah. They're in Colorado. They're in Idaho. Anthem is in like 13, 14, 15 states. And then, of course, you had Health Plan in Nevada, which is the Kaiser of Nevada. They're the oldest and the biggest player in the Nevada marketplace. Those are the carriers you really want to go with. They all have established networks, and they all have established plans, and they have a track record of consistency. They're not going anywhere. And that's really important for you as a consumer to look at.
What should people do if they end up in a situation that you just described, where all of a sudden they say, oh my gosh, my premiums of my current policy have just gone skyrocketing, or I'm going to lose some coverage? What do they do? How do they reach out to you? And what is it important that they impart to you, the kind of information they need to give you in order for you to give them a good quote?
Well, 702-286-1014. That's 286-1014. That's my cell number. It's like American Express. Unfortunately, I don't leave home without it. I wish I could. My wife wants me to. But we want to make sure you have a good grasp of what you're going to be earning next year as far as income is concerned. It's imperative because the accuracy of your income is prevalent in how your premium will be assessed. If you give me a low ball premium and I give you a low ball, low ball income, I give you a low ball premium, what could happen is you could get dinged next year when the IRS, reevaluates and says, okay, we overpaid you $8,000. You now owe us the $8,000 back with interest and penalties. So it's imperative that you are, your fingers are on the pulse of your income and that you have a strong relationship with your agent. Because your agent really is your advocate. They shouldn't call us insurance agents. They should call us insurance advocates, because we're there to help you make sure your rates maintain integrity. More importantly, the insurance works to the best of its ability to give you the kind of care you're looking for.
And again, the process you go through when somebody comes to you like this, take me through. They call the number. They talk to you. Tell me about the process, and how long does it take to get coverage January 1?
Honestly, if you give me what I need, 30 minutes, 30 minutes getting acquainted, enrolling you on the app, signing you up right online, 1, 2, 3. It shouldn't take more than 30 minutes, especially if you know who your doctors are and what your needs are. The only time it becomes more complicated is if you don't give me the tools I need to be able to prevail and get you the opportunity to get the best available rate.
I would be remiss if I didn't ask you at least a couple of questions relative to what's going on politically. You are the former vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. We had Karl Rove on Fox yesterday saying that the Senate race in Nevada is in play and that it is trending, in his words, trending Republican. Does that comport with what you know?
Well, number one, what I do know is that everything is true about that. And then you'll notice yesterday they made a major announcement in China with regard to an outbreak of a flu virus or some type of virus, and they're doing mask mandates over there again. So brace yourself, America. I believe that they're going to try to put together more mandates again, and they're going to be pushing the mail-in vote. And if they do that, they're going to try to steal the elections, because right now they're getting slaughtered. In the state of Nevada right now, Donald Trump has an 11-point lead based on the polls over Biden. And now all of a sudden you got a guy like our AG. Now they're opening up investigations again on the electors here in the state of Nevada. And I think it's hilarious, because I actually got questioned. And when I listened to the electors, listen to the questions, I mean, my answer is no. There's nothing. None of the above was true. And you could take the chairman out of the equation, and you can look at just the Jim DeGraff and Reeds, the Hindles, the Rices of the world. And I'm going to tell you, all they're going to do is make it where people don't want to participate as electors. I mean, being an elector is a privilege. You're voted by your peers to provide electors towards the next president of the United States, whether it be Democrat or Republican. And the Democrats are doing everything in their power to take away that benefit, that privilege. And it's really scary. I mean, it really, really is scary. I mean, right now, I mean, the economy, everything that the Biden administration has said that's going on has been a falsehood. He actually had the audacity, the son of a gun, to basically say we're lucky our turkey prices are down. I don't know about you, but I remember getting a turkey for $5 if I spent $100 at the grocery store. This year it was $50. I mean, really?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I mean, I'm sorry, Kevin. What's going on in America? There was a lady, a nurse, and her husband. They did a thing on TikTok, basically saying, "Hey, we make good money, and at the end of the week, we could barely survive. Between the two, we have great incomes, but the dollar doesn't stretch the way it used to, and it's a fact." So the reality is, we are in a situation right now where the government has gotten too strong and too big to tell us what's going on. You got the United Nations saying, "Hey, you know what, United States, you eat too much, you consume too much meat. You know, it's bad for the greenhouse situation." I'm like, you know what, kiss my behind, all right? And we are the United States of America. We don't need these other countries. We have all the resources to be independent here in the United States and be the resource center for other countries. So maybe it's time to say to China, you know, you're on your own. We're going to do it ourselves. Why don't we make our own generic drugs in the United States? I mean, that's time for us to wake up and realize we are number one. And the people better watch themselves, or they're going to screw around with another election, and we're all going to be screwed. Because right now, I mean, across the country, we look good. We're going to win the Senate House. They're going to take the Senate. Manchin's seat's going to become Republican. We're going to win in Montana. We should flip the House. I mean, keep the House. We should flip the Senate. The White House is the only question. And right now, I predict Joe Biden by the end of first quarter will reveal that he will not be running for president in 2024.
Wow. One more time on that phone number if folks want to get a review of their health insurance looking ahead to 2024. What's that number again?
702-286-1014. That's 286-1014. And by all means, I leave a message. You can even text me. I will get back to you. Right now I'm heading into the office. I got appointments from 9, 10, 11, and 12, back to back to back to back.
That's amazing. Well, keep doing the good work that you do. And again, your services are absolutely free?
I'm free. I'm your advocate. You're getting the insurance company rate will never change. All they're doing is they're going to give me a fee for servicing you, and you don't pay anything extra. And why wouldn't you take advantage of having a professional guide you, make sure it works right?
Hey, Pat, I love it when we have you on. Thanks so much, my friend. We will talk again soon.
Yeah. Hey, again, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Take care, Kevin.
Thank you, man. Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. We'll have him on before the holidays, I'm pretty sure, because he is a tremendous resource when it comes to politics and to health insurance. And those are two pretty important things to be thinking about as we move to a new calendar year. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass. Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text DRAFT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings end this month. Text DRAFT to 200-300 right now. Text the word DRAFT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text DRAFT to 200-300.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It's Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day, everything you'll need at that first sales meeting coming up or maybe dropping the kids off at school, everything you need to know to start your day, you get it right here. News, weather, traffic, sports, everything, it's all right here. Coming up in just minutes, you'll hear from Scott Walker. He is the former governor of the great state of Wisconsin, and he is also the president of Young America's Foundation. Where is all this anti-Semitic, pro-Hamas sentiment among our young people on college campuses coming from? How is it happening in America that Americans are turning on Israel? It is incredible. And it's something that is generational. I'm not sure where it comes from. We'll get a chance to ask him coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
The Golden Knights finally got some goals last night, but it wasn't enough as they fell in a shootout to the Edmonton Oilers in Canada. After a scoreless extra frame, it came down to a shootout where the Knights failed to net a goal, losing 5-4. One more left on this current road trip that's part of 8 of 9 games away from T-Mobile Arena. They'll be in Vancouver tomorrow night and return to the Fortress Saturday to take on the Washington Capitals. UNLV men's basketball nearly blew an 18-point lead to the University of Akron last night, but held on for the 72-6.